Assalamu alaikum. My name is Mary Gilbertson, and I am a human rights and peace activist. I've been working with Yemen for almost 2 years now. Today, I want to talk on the subject of Take Back Yemen. This is mostly for the people of Yemen. I joined the campaign for Yemen almost 2 years ago. I believed I could make a difference, and in many ways I have. And I have many other activists whom I work with to secure medical care, medicine, and food for the suffering in Yemen. But in my work, I see problems inside Yemen more clearly. Activists are problem solvers to a degree. But when you see the situation in Yemen today, you see there seems to be no end to the problems that the Yemenis face after over 3 years of war. How can a country fall so far in such a short time? This is a big question. How has Yemen fallen so far without a solution? One of the most dangerous countries in the world to live in right now. The Yemenis are the least secure they have ever been, with people starving, preventable disease, and lack of medical care and education, lack of clean water, electricity, and unreliable communication, lack of employment, no sustainable way to live. No one is protecting the innocents in Yemen, not the government, not the rebels. People are left to their own, on their own, to face the problems they have to endure. This is much more than a war between the Saudi coalition and the Houthis. War crimes are committed against the Yemeni people every day from all sides. In the end, the burden placed on the people of Yemen is overwhelming. Right now, I'm asking the people of Yemen, are you going to pull together and solve the problems that face your people? Or are you going to allow Yemen to fall deeper into the abyss? Please remember, this is your homeland. You don't need to separate North and South. You need not divide. Divided, you will be weaker, and therefore you will experience more aggression and oppression. I understand that the people all see different solutions to the problems in Yemen, but I'm asking that you put aside your opinions and disagreements and come together as true brothers and sisters that you are. Enough with the arguments that separate the Yemenis. You can come together and use reason and love to solve the problems. Problems are only as big or small as you make them. Therefore, it is you, the people of Yemen, who have the power to decide what you will accept and what you will not accept. I'm asking all Yemenis to think clearly about the differences between you and what is truly important for everyone. Not just some, but all of you. Let's open our eyes to the real problems facing all Yemenis. I am outside of this situation that is plaguing Yemen, but I can see all the problems you, the Yemenis, are dealing with every day. I see that many people have become very negative about the situation you're dealing with. I see many new problems arise every day, fighting with friends, family, the different tribes within Yemen. It is within your power to stop the oppression and aggression. For example, It only takes 3.6% of the people to join together to bring unity to Yemen. Again, I say 3.6% of the people of Yemen to pull together and unite Yemen. You can stop this war. Make decisions based on everyone's needs, not just certain factions within the country. There's always the hope in your heart and minds to see a change. You all have the power within you to make that change. The Yemeni people have always had the power to overcome any situation. No one has ever taken that power away from you. You still have it. The abnormal has become normal to many of you. You must fight back against that because being treated wrongly is never right. Please, my dear brothers and sisters, use your power to take back your happy Yemen. Take Yemen back. It belongs to you and no one else. No one within the coalition has any right to your nation. Save yourselves and your beautiful country. You all have it within yourselves to do it. I will always stand with you and be at your service in whatever way you need me. This is your country. These are your cities. These are your legacies given to you by your forefathers. Tell yourselves, we're going to take it back, our country, our lands, our people. Yes, trust in Allah always, but know that you have power to change the situation because Allah gave you that power to be strong and make the change you want for your nation and her people. You are stronger than you think you are. I want to end by saying Ramadan Mubarak. Allah bless and protect you all. Take Yemen back.